This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so it's Friday, which means the highlight of the show is always a Relax It's Flax. Michael Flax?
Relax It's Flax. Oh my God, what a long week, eh, Jono?
It's been so crazy. Relax Giflax, you know, is the highlight of my Friday. It's always my favorite segment on the show.
You know, a lot of people actually say that, and it's a big compliment. It makes me very happy comes Friday. Brings in the week, a week of content. What's that saying? A week, I can't even, something a week of content. I don't know. Go type in Google a week of content and then see whatever saying comes up there.
Okay, we'll have to look up that saying. All right, so Flax, now let's just get your health out the way. How are you doing health-wise? I know you went for your colonoscopy or what was it? Your colon irrigation?
Oh, yeah. So I went for a colon irrigation. That was just for like fun, just to see what it's about.
It was for fun.
Well, not for fun, just to see like what it's about, because I would expect like you cleaning out your colon, you're going to feel so much better afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to feel lighter and everything. So, I have a curious mind. So, I wanted to get that checked out.
Okay.
So, I went for it. It really isn't as bad as people think. You go there. Everyone thinks, oh, my God, they're going to stick this, like, hose pipe up your bum and all this stuff. Legit, they legit stick, like, this little thing. It's, like, 2 centimeters, like, in. You barely even feel it. And then they pump water into your colon. Mm-hmm. And then it, like, takes all the, like, muck and spew and poo off the colon walls, and then it just like flushes it out.
Okay, so how are you feeling?
No, I'm feeling perfect, but yesterday I went for a swim, and then my ear, like, it felt like I had water stuck in my ear the whole day.
Yeah.
And then last night it really started hurting when I was at an event. So then on the way back, I went and I stood in a queue for like 30 minutes at a freaking pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
I felt worse standing at the pharmacy than I was before. And then I got eardrops. But I've only taken one dose, so I put the eardrops in last night, and then I slept with cotton wool in my ear. I don't know why, but it felt amazing. I felt like all the noise was out, like it was unbelievable. You must try sleep with cotton wool in your ear. Unbelievable. But now, like this morning after the show, it started hurting again, like, but it hurts like in my top, like the top left-hand side of my head.
Sounds like a sort of an inner ear infection, but you should get that checked out. But I know that feeling after swimming. That feeling after swimming where you can feel that there's something in your ear. I hate that.
And you just want to jump and like let it go out.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
It's like the best feeling when it goes out.
Yeah, when it like almost pops.
You know, I'm like the busiest person in Johannesburg. I do not have time to go to the doctor. I either have to self-medicate or get over-the-counter drugs.
Well, you do self-medicate. This is what I've noticed about you.
Well, I like to take care of my body. I like to take vitamins. What do you take on a daily basis?
I take omega.
For what?
Omega is essential fatty acids, fish oils. So it's good for your brain.
Fish.
It's good for your skin. Yeah, you know, you eat fish, but you don't get enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, health out the way. There's a lot going on in the world
today.
Wait,
I'm not done about my busy life.
Oh, sorry. Please,
so, Jono,
tell us about your busy life.
Well, I'm now a jet setter because this weekend I'm jetting off to Durban.
Okay.
Show Durban some love.
What are you going to Durban? I know your girlfriend.
Yeah,
is
I'm going to go meet her parents down in Durban, and then we'll probably spend Saturday at the beach. I heard it's rage this weekend.
Okay.
So we'll probably be partying up a storm on Saturday night and probably tonight as well.
Is this the first time you're meeting her parents?
Yeah, and this is also like the first time I'm going to Durban, so I don't know what to expect.
Durban's awesome. It's going to be really hot though, I think. Just be prepared for humidity.
Is it like humid hot or just hot?
Yeah, humid hot, yeah.
And which beach do I go to? Because I know Cape Town, like, you go to Main Beach, Camps Bay.
I think you're going off season, so it doesn't really matter which beach you go to.
No, I'm going on season.
It's off season.
No, school's on holiday, I think.
Is it school holidays?
Yes. Matrix actually just finished writing exams. It's school holidays now.
Okay, then I wouldn't advise that you go to Durban Main Beach.
Why?
It's going to be packed.
No, dude. But won't there be like parties? There's DJs playing, people handing out free ice lollies.
Oh, is that what you're going for? Okay. You're not
I
going
wanna
for...
I want to go for a vibe, not like a drink. Nah,
you don't want to go chill on the beach?
I'm too young for that.
Okay. All right, go to Durban Central Beach.
And clubs?
I don't know. I've never really clubbed in Durban, hey. But I imagine there's loads going on.
And food? I want to go get like the best like bunny chow in Durban.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know any places?
No. I've been to Durban
literally
twice
in my whole life.
I want
like that bunny
chow
that's got like, I'm not talking like hot, spicy bunny chow. I'm talking like flavor.
Okay.
I've never had a bunny chow. I've always said, when I have my first bunny chow, I'm going to wait to go to Durban to have my first bunny chow.
Well, this literally be your first bunny chow.
Yeah. I want to do it right. Like, I love curry. There's this curry place around the corner from us here. Mm-hmm. If I could eat, what do I have there? I have a roti.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken roti, what do I have? Medium. If I could have that every day of my life, I'd be so happy.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food, by far is burgers, pizza, close second.
You smash Wimpy like 6 times a week, eh?
No, no, I've been good lately, hey?
Nah.
Yeah, no, I've really been good. I've been cutting out carbs. I've been, eating a lot of fish. I've been eating a lot of veg.
Lies.
I'm telling you.
Okay, what did you eat this week? Oh, I've eaten so much crap this week. I need to, like, gym my life away.
Well, at least you had a colonoscopy, too.
Yeah, but straight after that, I went and I had, like, focaccio. I had prawns. I had, what else did I have? I just love prawns and rice. Last night at the event, I hit a pizza. I had, what's that stuff like? It's not masala. It's like seafood pala or something like that. What's it called?
I have no idea. But this you're talking about this WeChat event that you placed last night. There was this huge thing in Joburg.
Oh, so cool.
Everyone this morning is raving about the money they got.
It's the WeChat wallet that they unveiled. Unveiled.
Yeah. And then so I heard that at the end of the event, all the credits that you had left over on your WeChat wallet, you get you could keep.
I am balling, baby. That's I got like amazing. $600 in my WeChat wallet just ready to blow this weekend.
Okay, I need some airtime so you can hook a brother up.
Ah, no. You can get there from Cadencia. They were also there.
All right. Well, you know, it is...
I just want to know what that thing is called. Pala or... It's got like mixed seafood in it with the rice.
Is it called challah?
No, challah is what I have on Friday nights.
Let me Google mixed seafood.
And it's got the rice in. I think it's called like...
Masala?
No, it's something like that. Pate or...
I have no idea, Flex.
Oh my God, it's going to grill me.
I'm looking up here on Google. There's loads coming
up. It's got
up,
like... It's got prawns. It's got calamari. It's got mussels. And then it's got rice. And then it's got a bit of garlic in it. They have it at Neighbor Goods.
Is it not just called a seafood meal?
No. There's a special name for it. If you know the name, please just message through on WeChat, because it's going to grill me the whole day until I know the name.
It's definitely not masala.
No, masala is like that green stuff. Oh my God. You know, like when you have something on your mind and you just can't get it and it grills you the whole day? Like the time I need it is now, but... It will probably pop into my head in like 40 minutes time when like...
Okay, then you'll message into WeChat. Let us know what it's called.
Yeah, then I'll message you personally. I'll drop a tweet.
Okay, but now what are you going to spend your WeChat wallet on? I know today is Black Friday. It's huge.
You actually know what Black Friday is. Can I explain it to you?
Yeah, tell me.
So I got like a definition here. Falling on the Friday after Thanksgiving, it's a day when retailers offer massively reduced prices in a bid to kickstart the seasonal shopping season.
Okay, so yesterday in the US was Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay.
So today's Black Friday. So it's the first Friday straight after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So, but now I see South Africa, this is a new thing in South Africa. Mm. I think we had it last year and we're having it this year.
So it's massive in America.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, it's like kickstarting into the Christmas shopping and all that stuff. But things get out of hand.
Well, we've all seen those images on TV of people queuing outside. No, as the shop door opens, people tackle each other. They run over each other.
I was reading stories of someone who actually took out a gun in Toys R Us.
What?
Because it got so out of hand and somebody took something they wanted, which was marked down. It got so hectic.
Well, I know the main items people go for are TVs and sort of...
There's like looting.
Yeah.
There's overcrowding of stores, stampedes.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Okay, no, Kara.
Okay, no. Oh, you know my mind's like in 100 million places. When I was telling you about people getting angry in the Toys R Us, it reminded me of something that happened yesterday.
Okay.
So I went to the airport, and okay, this really honestly grilled me. So I'm like in the lane where the parking is, and this other dude comes where you still have to turn into the lane. So I'm in the lane and then I spot this parking, but he saw it probably a second before me, but he's much further away from this parking than me.
Mm-hmm.
So who gets the parking?
Okay. Rule is, especially in Joburg, indicator. Who had the indicator on first to turn into that parking?
He had an indicator to turn into the parking lane, not into the parking.
Okay.
I had an indicator to turn into the actual parking.
No, and he especially wasn't even if you were then, if you had your indicator on and you were closer to the parking, it's yours.
Exactly. You've
got to fight
so
for that.
I turn in there. And then he's busy looking at me. So I obviously start getting angry. So I scream out the window. I was much closer than you. Mm-hmm. You're on the other side. And then he comes next to my car and he just goes, stupid, you're stupid. And I just went apeshit. I lost it. I was like, you don't effing know how to drive. You don't effing know how to park. The rules are, if I see it, I get it. Come, if you want to start something, I'll get out of my car now. Yes. And then I guess you could say karma went and bit me, because then he got another parking much closer to the entrance.
Okay.
And then it was awkward because he got out of his car. Now we're both in the same lane.
You have to walk in.
That means I have to walk past him. So I'm busy stalling, busy shuffling through the, like, my boot and pretending to do shit. And then I see him doing the exact same. So I'm like, oh my God, we're going to run into each other. So I'm like, okay, screw it. I'm late. I need to go. So I walk past him. I don't even look at him. I get in the lift. Now I'm like, oh my God, he's probably going to get into the exact same lift as me. So I'm pushing close. And this lift's like slowly closing. I'm like, oh my God, if I see him, it's going either two ways. I'm either going to stop the lift, let him come in it, and we're going to have the biggest fight in this lift, or we're going to like argue and stuff. Or as it's closing, I'm going to see him and I'm going to pull the zap sign and say like, F you, as it closes.
I would have gone with that option.
Yeah, that was probably, he was probably like a lot bigger than me.
Okay. So he didn't get in the lift.
No, he didn't get in. I actually don't know what he did, because afterwards when I came back outside of the airport, I looked for his car and it wasn't there. And then I went and I looked around my car, because if I was him, I would have vandalized his car if he took my parking.
Gosh.
And I got angry. So yeah, what went down yesterday.
These are always awkward things. The other day, me and a woman had a bit of an incident on the road and she hooted at me, but then we landed up driving behind each other for at least 20 Ks on the highway.
I start shaking and I get so angry when people hoot at me. If someone accuses me of being wrong and I'm not wrong, that is when I get angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you accuse me of being wrong and I'm wrong, then I'm chilled. Like, I'll forget about it. I don't care. But never blame me for something I didn't do, because I do so much shit that you can accuse me of doing. Don't come and add to it.
Okay, I get you. All right, so Black Friday, I think it actually can become a dangerous thing. I mean,
yes,
these people really go
specials,
all out.
Bro, it comes end of the year. People are min on cash.
Yeah.
So now everyone's trying to get these sweet deals. I mean, 50% off. I'll sit outside a store for, imagine 50%. As you can see, Jonah, I'm wearing the Yeezys.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a pair of Yeezys. If there were 50% off these Yeezys, I'd camp outside a store for months.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what people do. And I know one of our grocery retail chains today is getting on the Black Friday bandwagon. And people were complaining this morning. Queues were out the door, people fighting. But not over electronics like you would think, but over simple things, soap and certain products. And it's crazy. I would rather spend that time earning more money as opposed to standing in a queue for 3 hours.
No, I don't think it works like that. I don't think you can see it as an opportunity cost like that. I think you've got to, people like bargains. When I get something for cheaper than it really is, I'm excited. If I get a 2-for-1 special, it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
I will camp outside, or I will rather say I need to buy in bulk. I'd rather go to Macro and buy in bulk than buy single units and pay an extra 20 rand at like another shop.
It's a funny psychology thing.
It's that feeling of winning. You just want to freaking win your whole life. Mm. As Charlie Sheen says, winners. You want to be a winner.
Alrighty. Okay, so it is Black Friday. I don't know, maybe you've been involved. Maybe you went to the shop. But maybe you didn't go to the shop because it's Black Friday. Maybe you just had to go to the shop and then you're affected by all these queues and all these people. So I think it's a crazy day. And I'm actually glad that it's come to South Africa. I think it's cool that we celebrate this.
Rather save the time and take somebody out like on a date. I pulled up, oh my God, I ran into on the internet and I thought that was genius. Like questions to ask for a first date. Like, what do you ask on a first date?
Okay, you go with the classics. You know, how old are you? What do you do? What does your work entail? Your family, your siblings?
There's like that awkward part of a first date where you just need to get over that little hill, and then it's smooth sailing. It's like the awkward, like, how are you? What's your name? Well, of course you'd know that. Like, how are you? What do you do? Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And once you got that, it's sort of like, I guess I could describe it as, you're sort of asking questions to find similarities between you two. And once you got a similarity, then you hold on to that and then you talk about the similarity.
Expanded, yeah.
Like if I went on a date, I'd ask her questions about family, work, music. Say we clicked on music. Say she likes Lil Wayne. Then we probably talk about music and ditch the family topic and the work topic. We'd speak about music because that's what we have in common.
The thing is, if I come away from a first date and I didn't get asked anything about my family, about my career, about anything that goes on in my life, I would actually be a little bit knocked about it. Like, this person has no interest in anything that doesn't have to do with them.
See, there's a thing with dates. When you go on a date, you say, I'm taking the person out on a date. Mm-hmm. So this date's about them because I asked them. You need to make it like 90% about them and 10% about you. It's sort of like working out a deal with somebody. You got to praise them. You got to tell them how good they are, how good looking they are. And then they will open up to you and they'll fall in love with you.
Well, as long as that doesn't set the tone for the rest of the relationship.
No, it's not all them. Not a whole me sort of relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, going on first dates is a nerve-wracking thing, especially if it's a setup, it's a blind date. So, as someone who...
I've never been on a blind date.
You've never been on a blind date?
A blind date, wait, you first tell me your definition of a blind date.
A blind date is where you haven't seen the person before. So it's a setup date.
No, it's a blind date is when you haven't seen the person before and you don't know anything about them. When it's just two friends that have just set it up, said, hey, you meet at this time. Hey, okay. You meet at this time.
But now what if you have seen each other on Facebook? Is it still classified as a blind date?
Have you spoken before?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Okay, that's fine. Because you at least, so if you've spoken to that person already, you already know things about them. Mm. You've already asked them questions about their life. So it's sort of like you sort of... This is what I used to do. I would never go there acting like I never knew them, like I'm there to find out more about them. I'd act like I've known them for years. Hey, so good to actually finally meet you. Oh my God. So how's varsity going? I'd never be like, so, you told me you were at varsity. How's that going? You don't want to do that. That makes for an uncomfortable situation. Want to go straight in, make them feel like they've known you for years. Mm-hmm. Make them feel like you're best friends with them already and they've known you for, well, they've known you for like a week, but they've only seen you for 5 minutes.
There's a lot of rules, I think, when it comes to blind date. Like my last blind date, which actually happened pretty recently.
Ooh.
How?
Who set it up?
Well, that's a long, friends? That is a long story.
Or was it Facebook?
But when it comes to sitting, so, it's, obviously, it's just two people.
So no, you sit across.
Is that the rule?
Did you mess up?
Initially, I sat next to, but then it felt awkward, and I actually said, "This is weird," and I moved to the other thing.
Oh, oh my God, Jono! Number one, never say something's awkward during a date.
Okay,
that just makes him feel like they did something wrong. Now they need to fix the mistake they did.
Okay.
Second of all, if you're in a relationship, that is where you've got a quadrant. That is where you can sit on the closest sides of the quadrants, which are at the points. Mm-hmm. If you're not in a relationship, you need to sit on the ends of the quadrants, which are the sides.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look at each other straight. So mm-hmm. there's no touching. I mean, there's no holding hands unless you're in a relationship and stuff like that, or you're intimate, or on a blind date, you're not going to hold their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also never understood this whole going and walking them to the car and then making out with them. What the hell is that about? That is so like 1990s and so like 15-year-old things I used to do. I'm not going to make out with you outside a restaurant next to your car just because I want to make out with you.
Well, I suppose in the years ago, you would have taken her back to her house. No, but
no, now you do
when
that.
Nowadays, when you both have a car, you're both meeting at the same place. But now it's weird because sometimes you'll have a car guard there waiting for money. Sometimes it'll be in a parking lot in a mall. So it looks a bit dodgy. Mm. So yeah, there's a lot of things.
If I walked out of my car and next to my car were two people busy making out, I would legit be like, guys, listen, it's 2015. You're millennials. You need to stop this. You need to invite her back to your house, and then you need to do this back at your house.
Okay, but Flex, there's a difference between making out and just kissing.
No, making out is kissing.
No.
Action. There's a difference between action and getting laid means sex.
Yeah.
Making out is just... Oh, I guess everyone's got their own definition.
So if you're just having a kiss that involves then tongue and it's a 10-second kiss, fine.
You tell someone we kissed. Yeah. But making out or making love is like sex.
Yeah, making out is where it's getting a bit frisky. It's going on for longer than 10 seconds. It's maybe hands are getting involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Bit of hand manipulation on the side there.
All right, Flex, before we run out of time, there's something I'm very concerned about here. I have two of my closest friends who are redheads.
Yeah.
Now,
there was a trend going around, I think it was in London, that some kids watched South Park in a school and they decided to make international Ginger Day. Just because they watched this episode in South Park. And just got me thinking how, like, society and, like, life can be formed from what we see on TV. Like, it's all non-fiction.
Okay, so did these kids actually go through with it?
Yeah, they went through on the day. The teachers had to actually discipline them and expel some of them from school. That's bullying. You never want to be a bully. And, like, South Park is a joke. It's funny. It's meant to make you laugh. Don't take any of it serious. And don't do anything that you see on South Park. You don't see anyone blowing each other's heads off, but they do that on South Park. Don't be stupid. Use your head.
Well, I'm loving South Park's new characters just talking about it. I hate South Park.
It's so stupid.
You know, the principal has been replaced, PC principal. And then we've also got Caitlyn Jenner, who is a regular now on South Park.
They must put Charlie Sheen on South Park. I want to see that.
I'm sure that episode is coming. But anyway, you know, gingers, I think redheads, let's call them that, have it harder as it is. First of all, they feel pain more intensely genetically. They're actually a genetic mutation if you have red hair. And in the olden days,
I don't know where you're getting these facts from.
I'm telling you, this is a fact. And they were also in the olden days thought to be witches. They were executed. They really do have it rough.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But my best friend, who is a redhead, biologically, they feel pain more intensely. So it's crazy.
Hmm.
Anyway, Flex, what else you got for us?
Wait, I actually got this mad story. Hectic. But you're not going to believe it. Do you know that men are getting their own wombs? Men might be getting their own wombs to deliver children within the next 5 years.
Okay. All right. So science is evolving. That's fine. But now
it's called a uterus transplantation, and is an emergency procedure, and research is still continuing on it. You will have a uterus put in you, Jono, so that you can carry a child.
Okay, so I would imagine, obviously, you can't give birth to that kid. They have to C-section that out of you. But then...
I don't know details. I just read that men are now going to be having kids in like 5 years.
Well, I would imagine it's only okay for gay men. I mean, why would a straight man, if his wife has a womb, want
to... Never know. Everyone's got their own fetishes, their own things they want to do. Some men might feel... why should a woman only give birth? Men should also. And then they want to give birth, and then they have the operation.
Okay, so just thinking about it, that means that a man could technically impregnate himself. He could use his own sperm. He's got the womb. He would just need the egg from the woman to implant.
Honestly, I do not have medical expertise on this uterus transplantation.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you're asking the wrong person.
In one way, I see it as a good thing, you know, gay couples.
Would you have a uterus put in you, Jono, and would you have the baby?
No. I would rather adopt, just in general. Mm. I wouldn't go through all that. But I think for people who want to pass on their own genetics and who are unable to do this, I think this is an option. But it is scary, because what does this mean for the future of humanity?
I know. We're going to have to, our bodies are going to have to evolve with science and evolution.
Mm. All right, Flex, this is a crazy story, man. Just in wrapping up, how do we keep up with you? What's coming up in your life? I know you're going away this weekend with your girlfriend.
Well, straight off the show, I'm going to catch a flight to Durban and going to hit up Durban for the weekend. So excited. Hit the beach tomorrow, catch some waves, take out my skimboard, because I'm pretty good at skimboarding. If you don't know what it is, YouTube skimboarding, and then imagine Flax doing it. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax, MICHALFLAX. Go like, go retweet my tweets. I drop the coolest tweets, trust me. I got a Facebook page, go like. Instagram, I'm probably going to post some epic photos of my new Yeezys I got. I'm so excited. I think that's all my social media. I got Snapchat, but I'm not ready to give out that yet.
All right, dude. And then just in closing, are you nervous to meet your girlfriend's parents for the first time?
No, not at all. I meet new people every day, Jono. I'm so good with
What
people.
Are you going to call them?
I don't know. I call them by their first name.
You're going to call them by their first
names? Yeah.
Aren't you going to let them say, no, call me Sally? Or are you just going to go right in there, hey, Sally?
No, I'll probably go, hey, Sally. Because then it's like instantly building a connection, like friends and stuff.
Okay.
You got to think psychology, Jono. Life's all about psychology.
Okay.
You think like that.
I want to report back next week Friday how it went.
No, we'll give you one.
Okay. Flex, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Jono. This is CliffCentral.com.